Hi there. In today's podcast, the power of listening to make your understanding of English automatic. How to train your brain so that you can respond naturally and quickly in real English conversations. Let's talk about how listening creates that ability to think in English, taking you away from translation and towards automatic English. This is what our listen and learn technique helps you achieve, and this is essential for fluency in language learning. Have you ever wondered why some people learn a language faster than others? Well, the answers are here in this podcast. It's not simply that some people are better at languages than others. Most people can speak their own language well enough. So if you can do that, you can learn another language, including English. The difference between those who can and those who can't learn a language, it's entirely in the method of learning. Before we get on to that, three quick things to say to you first of all. Firstly, I'm pleased to say that your comments are now being published on Spotify. Please comment, we really do listen, and you influence the podcast. Secondly, your feedback on our Spotify poll. The question was, do you want me to spell out and explain difficult words during the podcast? That's when I go, spelling, S-P-E-L-L-I-N-G. So far, it turns out that 88% of you like it and only 11% don't. So how about I keep it, but I really just spell out the difficult words? That's a good compromise. A compromise? C-O-M-P-R-O-M-I-S-E. That's a noun and it means the middle ground, something which attempts to please everyone because it's in the middle of two options. There we go. Hello, I'm Hilary and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Third thing. So Monday's podcast was all about how to improve your fitness in the shortest amount of time. The most bang for your buck, as the Americans say. Did you know that focusing on the most common words in a language can significantly speed up your learning process too? I read a statistic once which said that language learners may take up to 10 years to learn all the most common words in a language. 10 years, that's madness. Why not take the bull by the horns? I'm enjoying idioms today. And address the most common 500 words in English directly with our most common 500 words course. We concentrate on these essential words because they form the backbone of everyday conversations. Focusing on these words is literally more bang for your buck, more progress in a shorter time. And I'll let you into a little secret. Our most common 500 words course actually gives you the most common 600 words. Even better, you can say even more with those. If you want to take a shortcut to fluency, you can find this course on our website at adeptenglish.com. Today's subject is thinking in English. And helping you to think in English is the whole purpose of Adept English. I sometimes say that through listening, you grow an English part of your brain. When you first start learning a language, it's natural to translate everything back to your native language. But here's what's important to understand. The real magic happens when you move past translation and begin to think and understand directly in English. This shift is crucial. Through listening, you're gradually equipping your brain with the knowledge that you need to speak English naturally, automatically, fluently. Being able to think in English, to listen and understand in English inside your head, without referencing your own language, this is the crucial change. And this is why Adept English puts the emphasis on listening. Listening is the action which creates this automatic understanding. And if you like, helps you switch off the translation software in your brain. You need to freestyle. You need to understand as much as you can as you go. This is really, really important. If I had to choose just one thing to say about language learning, the ability to think in the language is what enables you to speak naturally, more like a native speaker. And it's achievable only through repeat listening. If you stick with translating, you'll never get to that point. Instead, you risk becoming a lost language learner, stuck at the point of needing to translate. Nobody wants to be there. Let's think about what's happening when you speak naturally, automatically, and fluently. Automatically, AUTOMATICALLY, just means it's happening without you being consciously aware, without you thinking about it. So if we think of a person who's speaking a language automatically, what's going on? Well, I'll give you some examples. If I think of a word in English like sunshine, S-U-N-S-H-I-N-E, that immediately and automatically brings into my mind images of sunny days, the light hitting the grass or the pavement, or light coming through a window and lighting up a wall. It's so automatic, I can't stop it. The word sunshine is slightly different to sun, S-U-N. Sunshine really means the light from the sun and its effect. But the point is that the word sunshine automatically makes my brain see pictures of sunshine. And more complex, if I think of an abstract noun, for example, the word decision, D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N, automatically in my head, I have a picture of someone thinking deeply, trying to reach a decision. Now, as I've discussed in previous podcasts, not everyone has images in their minds. People's minds work in different ways, and some people don't have images at all. If you're interested in this form of neurodiversity, listen to Adept English Podcast 724 to find out more about the phenomenon called aphantasia. But my word associations in my brain are largely visual. They're in images. Your brain may work differently. Actually, this doesn't matter. You learn to speak your own language and you made these associations, so your brain already has its own way of doing this. And it's listening to a language you're learning on repeat that gives your brain the opportunity to make these automatic associations. That's why repeat listening in context is so important. You're building new networks in your brain, new associations, new links, so that when you come to speak, the words are already there. They don't need thinking about. When I introduce words and phrases to you, I try to paint a picture in your head of that phrase or that word, so that you've got some context around to help you with this. I'll give you a nice example from French for me. There's the verb gagner in French, G-A-G-N-E-R, meaning to win. And my association with this word is my French niece. She won't thank me for mentioning this. When she was a child, I remember her doing a scratch card. That's S-C-R-A-T-C-H-C-A-R-D, a lottery card, in other words. When she'd finished scratching, she danced triumphantly round the room saying, j'ai gagné, meaning I've won, I've won. And that's my association with gagné. Not all words will have such a strong association, but if you automatically know them, it's because your brain has encountered them many, many times. I now know that gagner can also mean to earn. So understanding is first of all anchored, then it's built upon. Now, as you know, I like to talk about brain function. Tradition has it that the left side of the brain is very logical, systematic. It's what you use for doing maths. I say tradition has it, because the later news is that these functions are located in the left side of the brain for most people, but not everyone. Some brains are flipped. but this logical, systematic part of the brain exists for most of us. And when we first learn a language, this is what we're using. We compute the language, if you like. We've no other way to do it. And this is what traditional teaching builds on. You systematically learn grammar, you systematically learn vocabulary lists, and then you systematically use this knowledge to construct sentences. And that's fine at the beginning. But if you want to become fluent, to actually understand and speak English in real life, then the right-hand side of your brain needs to take over, or at least that part of the brain which works more intuitively, automatically, needs to take over, wherever it lives. This part of the brain tends to work with the overall picture, the main idea, instead of the detail. We call it intuitive, I-N-T-U-I-T-I-V-E, because much of its function is outside of our awareness. This side of the brain is good at art or design, or understanding the feel of something. This is the side of the brain that gets the overall impression of something. This side of the brain learns automatically without you knowing it, outside of your awareness. And this is the side of the brain which you need to use, cultivate even, if you really want to become fluent in a language. This part of your brain can't do calculations or translations. It works automatically by association. The more listening you do, the more the unconscious automatic part of your brain takes over, and the more automatic your knowledge of English becomes. Even where grammar is concerned, your brain knows exactly how to learn grammar automatically through listening. And this is the big difference between knowing a language to pass a test and being able to converse in it. Each time you listen to a podcast like this one, these automatic parts of your right brain are working really hard on the mechanics of English language, while your conscious attention is with my meaning, hearing the story instead. Each podcast isn't just a lesson, it's building new neural pathways in your brain and reprogramming your mental language map. I just vary the topic to keep you listening longer. Notice how when you speak your own language, your brain just serves up the correct words. You don't think or plan a sentence. You don't think about grammar. You just blurt it out. It's quick, it's automatic, you don't think about it. So it makes sense that if you want to speak English fluently, you have to feed in that knowledge, feed in those words and associations to your brain in the first place. Again, listening. And you need to anchor the words and grammar solidly. Repeat listening, which enables your brain to do this. So actually, those people who say, I'm bad at languages, are incorrect. They're not bad at languages, they've just not listened enough to the language they're trying to learn. They've perhaps not made that switch from translating to automatic understanding. And even though there's a lot to learn in English, a huge number of words, more than most languages, don't be put off. Native English speakers don't have some kind of super intelligence, and yet they speak English without thinking about it. How have they got there? Like anyone else, they've heard lots of words when they were babies. And you too can arrive at fluency by hearing lots of English words, even though you're an adult. If you just give yourself enough listening, your brain will know what to do. It will do the rest for you. Just give it the right conditions. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.